You are now listening to A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. Here are your hosts.
Welcome to A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. I'm one of your hosts, Ken, aka Lightstar777 in Summoner's War. And I'm here with my great friend of over 13 years.
Hi, everyone. My name is AJ, and my gamer tag is Aztec Olmec.
We are going to be discussing all things Summoner's War, runes, mods, and everything in between. Maybe you'll learn something, hopefully have a lot of fun, and as always, thanks for joining us.
Now let's listen to two geeks talk about monsters.
Hello, summoners.
What is this place?
Welcome to another pulse pounding.
Where'd that come from?
Lightning inducing.
Ah!
Tower ascending. Oh, episode of A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. I am the Halloween themed Aztec Olmec.
Oh, there he is.
But it wouldn't be a proper episode if I didn't have the incensed, the hot,
yes,
Lightstar777 with me.
Heck yeah. I am incensed. I am hot. Angry.
I'm hot.
Hot. Buy another couch.
I have a photo up of one of two photos. Let me put them in the proper order. Put them in the right order. So I have two photos that are unfortunately the bane. But anyway, besides the reason why Lightstar is hot, we got topics. Halloween events going on, which is awesome.
We're going to talk about these transmogs. I swear to God.
Definitely talk about the Halloween transmogs we were supposed to do last week. We totally spaced on it. We're going to go over our favorite Halloween memories because I love Halloween. I know Lightstar does also. We are going to talk about the cringiest birthday, I guess, in air quotes, for one of the Genshin characters that I've seen.
Wow.
And Lightstar is going to fuse his totemist on screen.
Maybe. Perhaps.
So Jury's that brings
out.
Us to the reason why Jury's Lightstar is
still
so
hot. Here we go, guys. Here we go. All right, and gals.
Why are you mad, son? Why are you so mad, son?
All right, let me break down, and I'm going to break this down thoroughly so that everybody can enjoy this.
Definitely.
And if, you know, Gigi or Evan or Seppi hear this and can pass it along to, you know, hashtag Korea.
The devs. Shout out to the devs. Keeping everything
hashtag
cold.
Devs. Hashtag art department. Okay, so here's the gist of it, and here's why I'm angry, okay? So Aztec asks me, oh, am I getting ready for the Totemist? Because I was like, oh, yeah. I hadn't thought about that. What do I need? And then he shows me what's up on screen right now, which this is a screenshot that I took from the events page. That I'm pretty sure, and I will just go to make doubly sure here, is still the exact same one that it was, right? New monster update, was that it? I don't know. I need to find this one, but like...
It's already
up. Update notes. Well, I know. I just want to make sure that they haven't like changed it since then, you know, that, you know, they're getting around me or something.
Okay.
But suffice to say, the whole thing comes from the fact that they put down, and you can see, if anybody is watching this, you can see they put that you needed Melia, Emma, Verd, and Bernard, and they needed to be 5-star each. Now, I burned however many it took of my 4-star, you know, beautiful, wonderful, very useful, could have used them on something else. Could have used them on something else. Rainbowmon, so that I could get all of those things to, you know, to the max star. So imagine my surprise when I came to ye olde Fusion Hexagram.
Yes.
When they were released, and I noticed that upon clicking on the button here, that in fact they only need the 4 stars for each and every one of them.
They only need the 4 stars to
so use. Go ahead, pull up that other picture that I took so we can enjoy.
This is the aftermath.
Like so, Dr. Dre. So now I'm debating, do I actually do it? Like, I still have other dryads I could use, but I don't have another verge, so I'd have to wait and do that. So, do I just waste all these resources, everything I did, and spent all those 4 stars for nothing? Mind you, for nothing. It was a waste. A
Wait, the last fusion unit was probably the lightning, the Fire Lightning Emperor.
Yes.
Balagur. So
Balagur.
Everybody take a page from Lightstar's book. You only
and
need to be
4
stars.
And don't believe any announce. No, but that's not true. Some of them, I swear. Nope. Maybe I was wrong. I could have swore, like, there was always, like, the one on the right was, like, a different star level. But there again, I simply was going off of the picture that they had on their announcement, which I see is now mysteriously gone from the game.
Magic.
Jerks.
Magic. But you were sharp enough to take the screenshot, so you know why, you know, why the why. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, you only need 4 stars. I have to fuse one wind dryad and then I'll be finished with it. But dude, you went through like, you know, you overpaid. So you might as well fuse her. You might as well fuse her, enjoy her. I hear she's pretty cool. You know, you might as well just enjoy, just fuse her for the show. You know what I mean? For the fans. For Rashi. Do it for Rashi Boshi. Do it for
Rashi I do it all Boshi. For you, Rashi Boshi.
Do it for Rashi. Hit the button. Fuser. It'll be awesome. You know what I mean? And remember, kids.
Oh, he says they do need to be 5 star max leveled. See?
Oh,
that's
really?
Why Rashi Boshi is a good friend. See, he talked me right off of that ledge. You see?
Talked him right. See? Look at that.
Okay.
So now, you have no reason not to fuse her.
No reason at all.
Fusion. 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 Fusion.
Are you okay? Did you just have a seizure?
No, I'm just waiting for you. Well, you know what? I will if you do not fuse her within the next. Fusion. Hit the button.
I don't know. I'm waiting to hear what the end of the sentence is for what will happen. See, Rashi Boshi, thank you. Okay. I could have swore that they always had to be that. I'm glad I didn't waste anything.
Hit it. Hit the button.
I'm getting there.
Hit the button. Use the totemist. Is it totemist or totemist? I don't care.
I gotta make sure I use the right.
I'm the last person that you should ask for pronunciations. Valkyrie.
I guess I do have 2 more bird howls, anyways. Plenty of griffins. Plenty of griffins in the sea. Alright.
Hit. Button.
There it is. Fusion there Hex doing some work.
Fusion Ha! Look at that.
So
if you don't watch Dragon Ball Z, then you do not get that stupid reference. But anyway.
Not stupid. See? Glorious reference.
Shout out to you, Rashi Boshi. You are the GOAT, as usual. Talking my boy off the ledge, just like the Negotiator. Just like Samuel L. Jackson.
We all know I'm always on the ledge.
Oh, man. Comedy Central.
Thank you, Rashi Boshi. Thank you. You are a kind and dear soul. I appreciate you very much. All right. Switch back to your gameplay.
I just did. back to gameplay.
Solo R5. As well as Siege, Guild Battles, and RTA. Hmm, alright. Attack the enemy target, recovers the HP of an ally with the lowest HP ratio by 15%. Hmm, alright, with 25%. No, 30% when fully upgraded. Okay, okay. Immunity on allies on a 3-turn turnaround. Remove harmful effect of all allies. Increase HP by 30. Increase attack power for 2 turns. Stacks one totem whenever you're attacked by a target during the enemy's turn or use skill during your turn, becomes able to use a grassland tribe totem when you stack 3 and recovers the HP of all allies by 20%, increases attack power for 2 turns, grants immunity for 1 turn when you use the skill. Wow. Alright. So, very good support unit.
Absolutely. Mm. So, Leo and Danny, who is also my wife, was lucky enough to pull the fire totemist a couple days ago. Nora, looks like.
Nora. N-O-R-A, Nora.
She looks...
Are you going to put your gameplay back on? I'm still seeing the picture.
Oh, yeah? Let us do that.
Let us do that. Indeed. Sheila...
Oh, do you want to talk about that next?
And no, no, I'm just singing the Eula song while we wait. You don't like the Eula song?
What is the Eula song? Oh, the one you were singing, right?
Yeah, yeah, I was singing it, you know, based on the song Lola.
Okay.
There we go.
This hour of smooth jazz is sponsored by NP Aztec Lightstar.
Yeah, I see she does have pretty quick turnaround on her abilities, so. Noice.
See?
Shihao, look at your boys there. That's beautiful.
See? Sometimes I remember how to do stuff. Sometimes.
You know, sometimes I feel like a nut. Sometimes I don't.
So anyway, next topic. Let's talk about some of these Halloween themes.
Wait, were you going to talk about Nora? Like what she does and all?
Yeah, sure. I can multitask. Or do one thing at once. But yeah, let's talk Nora just because she was pulled recently. Let's see. Nora, so she has, well, let's see, S1, totem magic, attacks the enemy target and recovers the HP of an ally with the lowest HP ratio by 15%. Nice. S2, attacks all enemies and removes all beneficial effects, grant on them, and disturbs their recovery. Oh, wow. With a 50% chance. Very good. Her passive inflicts continuous damage for 2 turns when you attack the enemy on your turn and inflict continuous damage to the enemy target for 2 turns when you're attacked by a target during the enemy's turn. So she strips, she dots.
Dots 4 days.
This is great. And the volcanic tribe totem stats 1 totem whenever you're attacked by a target during the enemy's turn or use a skill during the turn. Becomes able to use the Volcanic Tribe totem skill when you stack 3 totems. Attacks all enemies to remove 1 beneficial effect each and decrease the HP by 5% per harmful effect granted when you use the skill. Up to 10% apply to the boss. So
that's decent.
So yeah, absolutely decent. So we got Nora, we have Aaliyah, of course, the water totemist. Riley, who you just fused, Ella, and Maya. Excellent. Excellent.
I really like the purple on Maya, the last one.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just very cool looking.
And I have to say, I'm just going to say it. I mean, all of these units have a very Aztec themed or Mayan themed or like, you know, just saying, just putting it out there. Just say, if that's a shout out, come to us. I appreciate it. Please, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I wonder if he means thank you.
Oh, man. What do we want to talk next? Transmog?
No, we're doing the transmog before we forget. So,
we will.
We've got it pulled up.
We forget.
We got it pulled up. Look at me go. So, and I think this was the same with the Halloween one, the one year that we were talking about, where it had Verdheil with the candy bucket. It had the Ifrit sitting on the half moon, which was really cool, and the baby chimeras, which was pretty amazing. This one, it is... I gotta admit, I'll probably get it because I have two out of the three, and maybe by getting them all, it'll be like the Chimera, where I will summon a Beast Monk eventually. Ooh. But exactly. I like the Jason from the
Friday. This is totally my favorite worst.
From the what was it? The Friday the 13th. Yeah, yep. I was right. Mm-hmm. I was confused because you know the Texas Chainsaw Massacre chainsaw with that. Oh, yeah. He's got a weird creepy bunny thing. I didn't know that. That's funny. Yeah,
this design is awesome.
And then you have the Halloween Paladin, which is pretty dope. I like the. the kids cosplay with the big oversized helmet and the wooden shield. And of course cool. the best one, the kind of nod to Lucian Halloween Beast Monk, which I think is just epically cool. Like that one, I mean just every bit of it, like I think just looks adorable. So
yeah, all three of them are awesome. I'm really tempted, since I have all three units, I'm really tempted to get all of them and get that, but I don't know. But by a design standpoint, they all look great. I mean, of course, I'm partial to the Friday the 13th one, because not only is that my favorite horror franchise, but I'm born on Friday the 13th also. So,
spooky, gotta love it. Spooky.
Yeah,
listeners.
It's all... spooktacular.
All Aztec, all the time.
All the time. But yeah, man. Awesome. I like these. I kind of like the whole like chibi kind of vibe they're going for.
Me
for
too.
These Halloween things. You know, not trying to make them over scary, but make them kind of like trick or treaters. Like
right.
You know, so.
Awesome. So Rashiboshi just brought up that the demon transmog is pretty sweet, both by looks and in action, and wishes the demons were better overall. I agree. However, I also disagree only in one context, which is, and I don't know if I actually have him in my primary here. No, I do not. Which would be Mephisto, the wind demon. And I'm going to say it this way because... wow, I really tucked everything of worth away. So, Mephisto, and again, I have not built him up well enough, but still, even when I know that I stole the rune from him, I will still put him on a revive heavy team if right. I'm fighting them, because he still does pretty decent damage. He, like, with a side healer, like, if I put him with, you know, like my water archangel, like they can pretty much just go to town on people and I'll wear them down eventually. And like you can get rid of the annoying mechanic of, you know, Samantha and a Vanessa team and, right. you know, like so many revive heavy comps out there. And I think Mephisto just gives like is probably my favorite of the demons, so he would be like the only one I would even say like I absolutely would 100% use. 100p. I said it. I regret nothing. 100p.
Okay. So,
what do you think though about the demons?
I don't know. I honestly, like, the fire demon's the only one that I have both? I think I have both.
No, you have the fire one. I know you do.
I think I have the wind one also, but I'm not 100% on that. But regardless, the fire one's the only one that I have used that I have, like, you know, actually built and, you know, put stuff on and such like that. But, I think it's pretty cool, you know. You put him on a DOT team and he's all right. He's okay. But are they demons, like, in the literal sense? You know, are there other units that outclass them? Yeah, I mean, still, like, Rika's the best daughter in the game, like, period. You know, so do I really, like, get nervous when I see demons on another team? Not 100%, but I should, because they're demons. They should have that oomph that Rashiboshi was talking about.
But you see, like, here's the thing. If you had the right team comp with something like Mephisto, it's going to be a pretty hard to beat team, because if you have something like Jean to distract, you won't be able to kill Mephisto first. So even though he's a little bit squishy, you could protect him in ways. You could have him with like a water pioneer, like, you know, doing shields and immunity nonstop, and you're going to make it very hard to kill him, you know? So, I mean, again, I think in a lot of scenarios, like, they, you know, and again, I don't have the, you know, I don't have the Fire One, but just reading over his kit there, yeah, I mean, I can see a lot of advantage to him, but, I mean, for me, you know, it really is just the fact that I can throw Mephisto into a team and just watch, like, you know, all types of things that normally respawn and make your life horrible when you're fighting them. Because, like, you have to kill them, like, twice at least.
Right.
I mean, I've had, like, teams like that were, like...
such like that, Pernas, right. Samanth, you know, like, all these revive...
I wish I had actually taken a picture of it, but there was a team the other day that I think it was, like, Molly and three characters that either res themselves or res others. Like, it was, like, the Wind Archangel, the, it was, like, Samanth, and then it was, like, Perna. So it was, like, every single time one of them died, like, somebody would res them, or they would res themselves, and by the time I could kill them again... the other one was rezzing him again, like, so it was just insane. Like, it was just so hard, because, like, no matter how much damage I was doing, like, I had to kill them, like, 20 or 30 times to even have a chance.
20 or that many times?
I mean, pretty sure. Pretty sure. I actually think at one point I was so angry I just hit auto, and I wanted to see if my team could do it, and I recall it taking well over 15 minutes after I hit auto, and... it was just that they slowly wore me down because, like, my monsters just couldn't do enough damage. And I ended up losing to... I should have saved that video, but it was so anger-inducing, I
knew. No, don't save that one. Don't save the ones that set you off.
Don't speak, you know.
We got Genshin news.
Do it.
One of the fictional characters had a birthday... recently, Yula. The only reason I know that is because I main Yula.
End user licensing agreement.
Yeah, she's great. You know, awesome.
I wish I had her.
Cryo DPS. Funny enough, I got her, I think, in May, like, right around my birthday. So I was super happy about that. But regardless, all these fictional Genshin characters have birthdays. And Mihoyo usually, you know, tweets out, you know, happy birthday with some exclusive art or something like that.
Yes, they give more prizes for each of their birthdays than for the one-year anniversary, just saying.
What I didn't... it was so odd that I... but this one particular character's birthday was actually trending on Twitter. There was so much love for this character, which was great. There was also a lot of really weird and cringy hate for a JPEG. Or for, you know, for a fictional character, which was super odd to me, but, you know, whatever. But, all I can say is go outside and touch some grass. There was a lot of, like, very, you know, shout out and stuff like that. But I saw a lot of, like, very, like, I saw, like, poetry and, like, whole, like, setups dedicated to Yula. And, I mean, the Genshin fandom is strong, but it is scary. Let's just put it that way. everyone.
You know, it's like I always said back in the day. You know, being in love with an anime character is like trying to find the end of a circle.
Yeah, it's that simple. Go out and touch some grass, people. Interact with other human beings. It's fun. It's not. It's really not that bad. It really isn't.
Are you sure?
But about that? You know. I know everyone has their...
Do you have some charts or statistics to prove your point? Or,
no.
No?
Go out and touch some grass. Have a good balance between your virtual life and your gaming life and your actual, like, outside human life with people. That's all I gotta say. I'm not gonna repeat any of the stranger...
That's a ringing endorsement
things.
For Pokemon Go.
Yeah, right?
You know, while I bring that up to myself, I'll self-serve my that segue. You know the biggest problem from my point of view with those games, and I know okay. exactly why it is that way.
What's up?
All of these, the inventory management. I despise
for
Pokemon Go
or for Genshin. Okay,
Pokemon Go. Really any game. I hate the inventory management. I hate it in
Why?
Destiny. I hate it in because here's the thing. Okay. You want to encourage me, right? To walk around and go find Pokestops and go and like give it a spin
okay.
and you know. See if you played Pokemon Go, you know what that spin was.
I actually did play it at launch, so I
Right. So all the Pokestops, right? And you're encouraging me to like go walk 20 miles to hatch an egg and all of that, right? And it's wonderful. It's great. It is a good time had by all, right? But you're also sitting there, right? And it's like, oh, well, now instead of playing the game, now you have to go spend 10 minutes just sorting out your inventory and trying to decide if those, like, 90 items we let you keep, like, which one of them's you need, because, you know, maybe a month down the road you're going to get a Pokemon where you wish you had all those 90 items back, but you had to get rid of them because you couldn't actually give a spin to a Pokestop because your inventory was full. And I get it, it's a gem sink because they want you to, like, spend currency to get their like expansion slots for their thing, right? I get it. I understand that on a fundamental level. However, I also hate it.
Excellent.
Rashiboshi's like, if you played Pokemon Go at launch, was that really playing? Crash, crash, crash. Servers down. Cannot connect.
Can I tell you a really funny Pokemon Go story really, really fast?
Please do.
I knew. This is why I stopped playing. This is when I knew I had an issue. My wife and I are driving back from Long Island after seeing my aunt. I'm pretty sure it's like, it was like, you know, either like Christmas or New Year's or whatever.
And you pulled off the road because you saw a Pokemon.
So close. I was on a bridge. I was on the Pulaski Skyway, and I was like, oh, there's a water Pokemon in the middle of the sea. Could you, like... And my wife just looked at me and was like, no, we're not stopping so you can get a Pokemon. On a bridge! And I was like, you know what? I gotta delete this game.
See, for me, it was after 1 week of being capped on my inventory and spending 10 minutes emptying it just so I could spin a couple Pokestops to... run out of space again a day or two later. That kills the game for me. I don't want to spend time in inventory management. I get it. I get why you do it, because it's a paywall of enjoyment and you're hoping I will spend my hard-earned cash to expand my inventory, but I used my hard-earned fingers to delete your app. So who's laughing now?
Hard-earned fingers. And, you had to work for those fingers.
And now I just play, you know, Pokemon Unite for $3 and free cents. So.
and Genshin for.
I mean, I can no longer say for $3 and free cents because we all know I spent money
for
something I wanted very much in the game. So
I mean, I feel there's nothing wrong with being a low spender in a gacha game, because you can regulate, you can grind what you want, and you can spend what you want. I think being a low spender is the safest bet. A welcome moon is like $5 a month, which is fine. You know, I have no problem at all. I'm totally not free to play in Genshin, and if you are, that's awesome. If you're not, that's awesome too, as long as you're having a good time and you keep your spending in check. And you have like a, if you can budget for any gacha, you know, Genshin, Summoner's War, or whatever, and it's not like hurting you financially, spend what you which you can afford. You know what I mean? But I don't see any problem with, you know, spending, buying a pack of crystals or a transmog or, you know, a welcome moon or whatever, as long as it's not like damaging to your, as long as you have food in your stomach and rent taken care of and such like that.
Rashi Boshi is
not
us.
Becoming a problem, then you're good.
Rashi Boshi. I'm free to play in Summoner's War today.
Today?
Yep. Didn't spend any more today. God bless you, sir. You speak for the people. You speak for the people.
Absolutely.
No, I'm the same way. You know, it is very ironic. Like, I honestly don't remember what I spent money in last in Summoner's War. I want to say it was probably the 7-year scrolls. Like,
I think I spent anything.
Nope. I know exactly what it was. I spent the obligatory amount I had to send you some buddy scrolls just so that we could have some. That was the last time I spent anything in Summoner's War.
Yeah, it's been a long time. That I, and honestly, it's like, it's not like we bought the you know, the 5-star, you know, because recently I think they had a 5-star, but like I don't need 5-stars. I need runes if anything. So and, if anything, if I am going to start spending money, it's going to be on rune packs. But it's been months since I spent anything.
And you bought a rune pack. I've bought a rune pack. But you know how I feel about rune packs is kind of like how I feel about rune farming. You can give me 6-star legendary runes, and they can still be crappy. And
100%.
And like, I mean, I think even out of the pack you got that was like 6, and the same thing was what happened to me. Either 2 or 3 of the runes were flat stats that were not ideal for it. And I'm like, and do I really want to spend like $70 on 6 runes and be pissed off by 2 or 4 of them?
And to that point, any runes you get in the wish, whatever, should be legendary runes.
Well, I'm sorry. We all know that if you get a triple S on anything, you should not see a white, a blue, or a green rune, period. But yeah, what do I see every time I'm farming?
Yeah, I mean, but you know the I don't even want to know the rates for the wish. But, I mean, we get a wish every day. And if we get one rune out of, like, 7 or 8 months, it should be an awesome rune. Just like, you know, you actually have a chance to get L&D units when you are when you're wishing, and you know, of course, super low rate, but it's happened. Lightstar got his first L&D from the wishes. But man, if you get a rune, it shouldn't be a blue flat 2-slot, you know, something useless. I mean, with the ridiculous rates on these wishes, anyway, enough of that.
You know, Rashi Boshi, I see what you get, and you know what, I don't. So Rashi gets the Toa Rewards doubler, and you know what?
Smart.
I honestly don't think that's that bad of an investment, because, you know, you get 2 legendary, 2 light and dark, 2 5 stars, you get all of that, and it's like $40, so, I mean, it's really not too terrible in my the humble opinion. I don't really see the problem in it. I see you're doing what I was gonna talk about in terms of summoning. I think we've prattled on enough that we won't get a chance to do 2v2 unless you want to just hit one round just for funsies.
Let's do it. Why not?
Yeah, no, but I don't want to actually see the rates on the wishes, Rashi Boshi. Nobody does. Nobody. Okay. Yes, so I've looked at this before, 1.6 for Rainbow or King Angelmon. I do resent the fact that the Rainbowmon can be a 4-star Rainbowmon, because when I hit it, that was what I got, which I think is a Dilweedish move. 1.5 for 150,000 man. Monster, 0.5. Out of the Rainbowmon, it's a 0.32% chance that you'll get a 5-star, 0.72% you'll get a 4-star, and 0.56 you could get a 3-star Rainbowmon, because that is how much they hate us. runes, you have a 0.06% chance in the wish to get a 6-star legend rune. 0.06.
Freakish.
0.01% in the wish that you'll get a default 5-star. Now, that means I had the luck of whatever the percentage of a light and dark monster was, plus 0.01% to get my Sylvia from a wish, which is what happened.
That's some good luck there.
Indeed.
That's some light star luck.
Right. Let's have one round and then we can do our summoning. But while we are doing this, what is your favorite Halloween memory?
Oh man. I got a couple. I dressed up 1 year as Urkel, which went over really well.
did you do that?
Yeah, I totally did. what else? Oh, I remember my sister bought a costume, but didn't want the mask. And it was like a kind of like a metal kind of Dr. Doom kind of mask. So I got to go as Dr. Doom, like a 7-year-old Dr. Doom. And I got so much respect for that. It was cool. Yeah, man. I don't know. I have a ton. Like, I mean, my mom was really big with Halloween. She like would buy candy. She would decorate. She really liked Halloween a whole lot. So it was always like a good time in my place. Nice. How about you, bud?
I mean, so many really, but I would say one of the better ones would be, let's see where my other thing I'm looking for is. There it is. I would say after my wife and I got married, I got to spend Halloween in Ireland, where their version is lighting huge bonfires, which was very fascinating to me.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds kind of cool.
Twas cool. Twas cool. Racky Fee. Okay. Not too worried about the one team. The other team's probably going to murder us within seconds, right?
No, let's hope not.
Let's see. Where's my Kirkano? Kirkano, there you are. Alright. God willing, the Lifeline doesn't have a good team. Okay, you know what? I like our chances against the Lifeline. I really do. God, I don't envy you figuring out who to ban on that top right team there.
I'm thinking White Werewolf, just because I know he can heal in. Yeah.
It really depends on what this last pick turns up, right?
Oh, jeez.
No, you're right.
What do you think?
Well, I don't know. That speed lead, though, on the Dark Bison is problematic. Right? Doesn't he have a...
I am not sure.
Hold on,
let's do that.
Yeah, he increases by 24%, so
So what should I pick for my leader skill?
I'm That's doing tough. Attack 50% with water attack, so. Which will mean nothing considering they got rid banned my only water guy, so.
I'm doing resistance, so we're all good.
You know what? This ought to be interesting, folks. A Elshir, Rika, and a Beth on the one team for our enemies. Yeah, he's right. We probably should have gotten rid of the Rika because of the immunity, but, you know, here we are, making poor decisions. And then a wind. Oh, yeah, they're just melting my team. Okay, well, I'm going to try and help you with your team over there, so there you go. Good luck. Me and my one person over here. You know what, Rashiboshi? We didn't even get to the Rika. I mean, Rika didn't even have to mess with me. I mean, that's the real sad part. Big sad. Oh, that's so sweet. You remembered.
Sometimes I do stuff.
It's okay. We're only prolonging my death. I mean, it's fine. I always wonder if there's a way to tell if they know each other when you're doing 2v2s. Nice. Look at you silencing the Rika before she could dot you to death.
Yeah.
Sometimes. And using a Lapis, I mean, that is... I must admit, didn't respect it. You know, 2v2 is a lot of fun, Rashiboshi. I hope we get a chance to do it a little bit more often. Being Aztec's schedule kind of got changed somewhat recently, we have to do things a little bit later, so my time is a little bit more constrained, but, you know. But we'll get there. We'll figure it all out.
Figure it out. Jeez, stunned again. Oh, well.
Yeah. I imagine they have a lot of people on despair there. Ooh. Hey, look, I get to move. I'm just going to impotently try to hit that one person. Look at me go.
Excellent.
Yep, it is a massacre, isn't it? Oh, wow, look, I lived. I'm making them waste one more turn to kill me. You know what? And I'm happy for that, Rashiboshi. I love that you get to hang out with us during the streams anymore. It is
100%
tre fun. Also, you know, you talked me down off ledges, so it's very kind of you. So while we are losing this here at the end, I will just say that I am thinking about using my exclusive summoning stones today.
Now we're talking.
Only because I kind of looked at what's coming down the pipeline the next several weeks, and I'm starting to think that there's not going to be a time when I luck into having 3-5 stars that I actually don't have all matched up, so...
Seriously.
You know, so part of me just thinks that I should probably just accept my fate and, you know what I mean?
I hear you. Looks like it's about time for summon o'clock. Summon.
Truth.
I got about 15 mysticals that I can part with. And so 15 plus, okay, yeah, I got space.
See, I want the Beast Monk because if I get that, it's a done deal. I will get the,
I'm definitely waiting for next week. I have dragons and such next week, so...
Rashiboshi, I am gunning for the Beast Monk this week and the Excellent. Dragon next week.
Do it!
But other than that, it would be the Archangel in 2 weeks, and then I have everything in the 3-week one, so... Really, I have just as much interest in any of the next 3 weeks, so because this one has the transmog, which would make me feel justified in buying the pack, that's why they are going for up for tribute. So, I don't know, I have 1,157, so I don't even know, what is that, like 200? I don't know. Whatever, I'm going to summon a...
Well, I'm going to count it down. You ready, bud?
Yeah, Reshi doesn't want me to waste them. He wants me to save them for Jameer. I need a judgment call here.
I would do no more than 4 or 5. And then, of course, the rest for Jameer.
Well, if I'm going to save any for Jameer, I may as well save them all. Okay, I will take the group's thoughts into consideration. All right, here I am on my mystical scrolls with the button and that will get me no new monsters.
3, 2, 1, and summon.
Hey, look lightning at you. Right off the bat. Instantly.
Right off the bat. And of course I get a fire joker.
Hey, I got a fire Taoist. Should I just put him in the dumpster now or...
No, feed him to your dark Taoist.
Hey, look, I got...
Love so much.
I got some lightning and got a kung fu girl. Look at me go.
I love that quote from Rashiboshi. So I'm free to play today.
Free to play today. Yeah, I, like there are some games that never got a dime out of me, but I really enjoyed them, but I could see that they were going to piss me off. Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes, for example.
Oh, we cannot talk about that anymore. Sure we have definitely ran that down.
There's always more. There's always more to be said. Well, I'm going to do my one big scroll at the end here, so... How many more do you have?
4.
Well, 3. Right. No, 2. No, 1.
And that's it. So that fire joker was my... Oh, no, one more.
Alright, I've used my big scroll. And I got Galleon. The nerve of this game. How dare they? What an insult.
They know. They're listening. Yo, I'm telling you, Comptuous watches the show. I'm convinced. Mm-hmm. I don't understand how they have Aztec-themed monsters all of a sudden. They gave you a galleon all out of nowhere.
Yeah, I'm up to 40 L&D scrolls, because, you know, 3 a month, you know. Well, no, more than that, because, like, the 2 from the...
2 from TOA.
Yes, I am so excited, Rashiboshi, to have... yet another galleon to crowd my storage defense force. I am beside myself with happiness.
Can't tell.
Yes, I have 40 light and dark, and getting 5 a month, I should theoretically have, let's see, November, December, January, February, March. So 6, so... 6 times 5, 30. So I should, when it's all said and done, have about 70 light and dark scrolls by my birthday to summon with, so.
Smells like another light and dark to me.
You know, we pray, because the ratio is not in my favor, because 70 wouldn't even be half of what I need.
The 150, yeah, that's true.
Here we are.
Who are we shouting out this week?
Shouting out that man right over there in the chat, Rashiboshi. Shouting out to anybody else who's watching.
Yo,
I shouting out to all the Discorderlies.
I have to shout out Ferentis. Ferentis is a woodcarver, apparently. What's and a made a totemist like totem. Like, it's on our Discord. Go check it out. Ferentis is... Oh, and huge shout out to my great friend, Dave. Dave what? we've been friends since I was about 16 or 17. He runs Clear and Now up in Massachusetts, which is a holistic and wellness facility. He's awesome. I had a nice long chat with him.
Is this the Dave I know?
Yes, 100%. You met Dave. 100%.
I love Dave.
Absolutely. You met Dave. Yo, shout out to him. We had such a good chat. Like, the people that you know from, like, your teenage years and your, you know, keep those people close because, you know, big shout out to you, Dave. I'm glad everything is going pretty well for you.
I still remember and enjoy our random rap impromptu just to the beat in the car. That was great.
Yes.
Good times. And, we had a round. It was good.
Dave showed me how to play Tony Hawk. Among all the other things that I learned from this.
I mean, I didn't teach you. I just whooped you at Madden. That was my gift to you. Was the mean streets.
We were
the
not
mean streets.
Even bringing up Madden. Or Gundam.
I needed to.
Anyway, that wraps it up for this particular episode of A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. Soon to be A Monster Rancher's Guide to Madden. Oh. Monster Rancher's Guide to Star Wars Galaxy.
But new episodes. We would talk about another game.
New episodes every Saturday on the podcast. Wednesday nights we stream. Lightstar 777 Gaming. We stream MRGTSW on YouTube. Reach out to us at MRGTSW@gmail. MRGTSW on Reddit. MRGTSW on Facebook. MRGTSW on Instagram. MRGTSW on... I'm missing something. Anyway.
Did you do At Rancher's Guide?
At Rancher's Guide on Twitter.
See? That's what I'm here for. Just to be a support structure.
Just to be a support. At Rancher's Guide on Twitter. And of course, our Discord, Monster Rancher's Guide to the Universe, where we talk about the universe and Valkyrages. And you can see Ferentis's awesome totem sculpture. That's the only reason I would join a Discord, is to see a wood sculpture of a totem.
That's the only reason?
That's it. That's all I need.
Cool.
So everyone, have a great weekend. Happy Halloween to everybody. Have a great, safe one. I'm gonna get my fog machine going. I'm gonna get my Halloween lights and like the little like sound effect things going. It's gonna scare some kids. Yeah. Everyone, have a great, safe, happy Halloween. Live long and prosper.
Hobble Halloween, everybody.
Hobble Halloween. Hobble.